Lecture 23. So continuing our structure determination, we've got our combustion analysis and our empirical formula. We've done our mass spectrometry, got our molecular ion, converted it to a molecular weight. From that, we've got our molecular formula. We can carry out chemical tests, such as the ones we did in the prac, to determine some functional groups. So we could react it with bromine. No reaction, probably not a double bond or a triple bond present. But if we get a decolorization of a bromine solution, then we might have some saturation present in our molecule. So there's a lot of classic sort of chemical tests out there. They were used when I was going through undergraduate chemistry quite widely still. These days, it's pretty rare. Chemists have got access to such a lot of gear that it's only going to be, you're sort of stuck a little bit with some piece of spectroscopic information that's conflicting before you would bother doing a chemical test to try and see if it backs up one of these methods or the other. So these days, mostly then, you'll always do a melting point or boiling point because you need to publish or compare with literature. But it'll be the spectroscopic techniques that you use to figure out what you've got. And the result of your spectroscopic analysis combined with your analysis, your mass spectrum, will be that you know exactly what that molecule is and the position of all of the atoms